Today is April 15th. You foot-dragging filers, well, we, will go late to the post office to beat the IRS midnight requirement, we hope. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, even procrastinating taxpayers now have an easier way to avoid pushing that deadline envelope, and many of them are using it.
At the IRS office in downtown San Diego, one whole wall is covered with racks of tax forms and instruction booklets. Several last-minute taxpayers study the display. Finally, Becky Martinez grabs a 1040 and makes her way to the door.
Procrastination? That's what it is. Thinking that I was going to have to pay, so waited till the last minute to file.
Martinez is in good company. With less than a week to go before the deadline, the IRS was still waiting for about a third of all tax returns, even though millions of those filing late have refunds coming to them. The midnight parade of taxpayers to the post office is a staple of local newscasts on April 15th, but San Diego post office spokesman Mike Canone admits the spectacle is not what it used to be.
There are just fewer and fewer people running towards our collection bins. As early as 11:15, it's starting to clear out a little bit down there, where it used to be 12:20. We would still have people trying to mail. They'd be backed up a couple of blocks. So the numbers are declining year by year.
It's not necessarily that taxpayers are filing any earlier, but many are now skipping the post office and sending their returns electronically. IRS spokesman Rafael Tolino says e-filing has jumped 12% in the last year to about 45% of this year's total returns.
It just is the most convenient way to do it. And arguably, the generation that's younger knows no other way. And as we get older, I say Gen X, maybe Gen Y, younger baby boomers, will only know electronic as opposed to the old paper way.
Tolino says taxpayers who file electronically tend to make fewer mistakes because the software handles the math for them. E-filing also cuts the government's processing costs. Within 3 years, Congress wants 80% of all tax returns to be filed electronically. So far, tax professionals have been leading the way with e-filing, but people who do their own taxes are quickly making the switch with the help of consumer software programs. TurboTax, developed in San Diego, is the most popular of these. TurboTax spokesman Scott Gulbranson says the vast majority of the company's 10 million customers file their returns electronically.
They know that it's a way for them to get their refund back faster. After all, almost 80% of Americans get a refund. And this year, that's up to $2,200 on average. So there's a lot of money out there. They want to get it back faster. And certainly, e-filing is a way to do that.
In fact, Gulbranson says, the customer service departments at TurboTax are almost as busy in early February, when people first get their W-2s, as in these final days of the tax filing season.
You would be shocked at how many people prepare and file their returns in the first few days. It's amazing.
It seems that by making tax preparation easier, software and electronic filing both encourage our best instincts and enable our worst. Some early bird taxpayers have their computers warmed up, itching to file at the first possible moment. Others figure if they don't have to trudge down to the post office, maybe they can wait a little longer.
There's a lot of people who ask me that. Can I just wait till 11:59, press send, and off it goes? But we hammer it home. We tell people, don't wait.
That message seems to be lost on some customers, even here in TurboTax's hometown. Every year, the software maker looks to see which cities file the most returns in the final days before the deadline. San Diego is consistently in the tardy top 10. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.